This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So one thing I never did, I never liked, I never wanted to do was keep a diary. I hated the idea of a diary. It's very therapeutic, and in fact we found it could also stave off dementia. But as a kid, and even still to this day, I don't want to have a book that has my secrets, most intimate thoughts that somebody could steal, look at, and read. And if I was mad at my parents, you think if I put in my diary, I hate my parents, I would get my butt whooped. So I just never did diaries because somebody could access it. And if there's something I, you know, most of it was I would really not like my parents and hated what they, you know, what they said to me, and so I, what I'm going to write all that down just for them to read. So, no, I never really kept a diary. Is it therapeutic to put stuff down on paper? Absolutely. I've urged people to, whenever you're frustrated or anxious, write down what exactly it is. And sometimes that helps you think about what it really is that bothers you. We speak about that concept when we talk about you hating your job or hating your marriage. You know, what actually is about the marriage that you hate? Well, is it the sex? No. Is it the conversations you have? No. Is it the in-laws? Yep. Well, maybe you don't hate the marriage. You have an in-law issue, and that you could address. Well, this study is saying keeping a diary or a journal could help people ward off dementia. Researchers looked at 10,000 people living in Australia over the age of 70, followed them for 10 years, and they found that those who took part in more literacy activities, such as keeping a journal, writing letters, or using a computer, were 11% less likely to develop dementia. Now, some of us are like, using a computer? We use a computer. Yay! Well, the computer is not all that bad. I think you should do more function with your hands and writing than we do just kind of typing and hitting buttons. But they say if you played mental activities like chess, cards, did crossword puzzles, it was linked to a 9% reduced risk. Researchers also found that artistic activities like woodworking, metalwork, painting, drawing, and passive mental activities such as reading newspapers or listening to music led to a 7% reduced risk. Now, social outings and interactions, which you would think would have helped, didn't have much of an effect. So writing in the journal JAMA Network Open, the team from Monash University in Melbourne said these results suggest that engagement in adult literacy, creative art, and active and passive mental activities could help reduce dementia risk in later life. For older adults, lifestyle enrichment may be particularly important because it could help prevent dementia through modifications to daily routines. An enriched lifestyle with diverse leisure activities may reflect on optimistic personality and confer cognitive benefits by stimulating the growth of neurons and synapses and promoting well-being. So let's go back to this diary thing. One thing I am, though, doing is I'm trying to log memories. And whether that's going to help stave off dementia or just help me remember things, I think that's good to do. Now, I use social media to log the memories. I post a lot more than I ever have, not because I want you all to see what I had for dinner, but it allows me to timestamp where I was, what I ate, and what it looked like. I was at a friend's house for dinner, and they cooked the most amazing Indian food. And I took pictures of it, and I posted it. And part of the reason was not because I wanted you guys to see what I ate, you don't care what I eat, but because it was, I wanted to see it, I wanted to remember it, and now I have an ability to take a picture and do that. And if you go and you scroll back through your pictures, or scroll back through letters or things you wrote, it brings back other memories. How many of you have looked back through old work emails? I don't suggest that because it stresses you out. But boy, I did that once where I had populated, I was doing a search term to populate one of the latest emails, and it came up with some old work emails that had been, apparently CC'd my regular email. And it just brought back, I remember when that happened. I remember that student asking me this. And it was, you know, whoa. You think you remember a lot, and you don't. You probably remember 0.00001% of what you think you do. And so even if you don't want to keep a diary of personal things, I don't think you have to, but if you want to say, you know, this is what we did today. We went to the park. I got to see my grandkid. I got to talk to my niece. I went to Walmart. That might not seem very interesting, but that might be really good to, one, cement it in memory, allow options for other memories to be opened up, and maybe stave off dementia. Now, I'm not very artistic. My husband will woodwork. His father, too. He'll do woodwork, metalwork. He could make knives. He could make pewter things, and so he likes to make things, you know, that had a metal and whatever, metalwork. I'm not that artistic. I write. I don't like to write, but I do. And I write articles, and I write books. I like to sing. I don't like recording myself anymore because my voice isn't like it used to be. Actually, my voice sucked even then, too. But I was better at singing than I am now. And so, you know, do some of that. Maybe record some things. Write things down. You know, whether it helps your mental function now or whether it, you know, can allow you to remember things later. Very cool either way. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when you have one agency say something's bad and possibly harmful, and then you have another one say, nope, all good, you're kind of like, huh? So what is it? Well, remember the World Health Organization classified aspartame, which we use as a sugar substitute, as possibly carcinogenic to humans? The FDA disagrees. So do you listen to the World Health Organization? Do you listen to the FDA? The U.S. Food and Drug Administration disagrees, says that the studies that the World Health Organization experts relied on to make this conclusion had significant shortcomings. They feel there are no safety concerns if consumed within the daily recommended limit. So this is a little confusing for people, because do they listen to the FDA or World Health Organization? The FDA says that the aspartame is one of the most studied food additives in the human food supply. FDA scientists do not have safety concerns when aspartame is used under the approved conditions. Now, I was wondering when the World Health Organization had made this statement last week, if now the FDA has to do some backpedaling, say we're sorry, are bad, or were they going to double down? So they're doubling down. If they approved it, they did their review, they're not worried. I'll tell you what I think in a second. The International Agency for Research on Cancer, World Health Organization body, found a possible link between aspartame and a type of liver cancer called hepatocellular carcinoma. This is after reviewing three large human studies. Aspartame is used in thousands of products. According to CNBC, 6,000. Calorie Control Council is a trade group that represents the manufacturers of artificial sweeteners and is noting that aspartame is used in over 6,000 products. Aspartame sweetened beverages have been probably where we're exposed to aspartame the most. It's used in Diet Coke, Pepsi Zero Sugar. Now, aspartame is 200 times sweeter than sugar. So the reason why these sugar substitutes came into being is because even though we had, I think, the technology a little bit before World War II, it was an accident. Somebody was working on a chemical and didn't wash their hands enough before they ate. And when they, I think they came home for dinner, and when they licked their fingers, they tasted something super sweet. And they're like, I wonder if this was the chemical from the lab. And that's how they found that, oh, okay, looks like we made, I think that was saccharin. So we used it as sugar substitutes, such as saccharin, became more popular during World War II when we had to ration sugar. Now we've been able to use it for Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke, Tab, Pepsi Free, all the stuff we used to drink in the 70s and 80s. And it's on restaurant tables, and people are using it for their coffees. So we are consuming a lot more of it than we maybe should. Dr. Mary Schubauer Berrigan, senior official at the IARC, which is the International Agency for Research on Cancer, emphasized that the World Health Organization classification of aspartame as a possible carcinogen is based on limited evidence. During a press conference, she said that the studies could contain flaws that skewed the results. She said the classification should be viewed as a call to conduct more research into whether aspartame could cause cancer in humans. This shouldn't really be taken as a direct statement that indicates that there is a known cancer hazard from consuming aspartame. So what I get from all of this, okay, and by the way, let's just talk about what is the recommendation. The JECFA, an international group made of scientists for the World Health Organization, UN, they maintained its recommendation that you could still take it if it's 40 milligrams per kilogram of body weight during one's lifetime. So they say an adult who weighs 70 kilograms or 154 pounds would have to drink more than 9 to 14 cans daily to exceed the limit that could face health risks. So when the World Health Organization or the FDA or any governing body, when they come up with their, it could be a possible carcinogen, scares a lot of people. They say, I'm staying as far away health from it, staying as far away from it as possible. And I get that. But it's usually a level that we're not exposed to. So when we hear that there's arsenic that could be in our food supply and our water, and there's metals, the parts per billion, if it's under a level that that scientists have studied, not that shocking. I think we're exposed to a lot of chemicals every day. Nobody wants more. But when an agency has to say, look, there's a possible carcinogen, or this could be possibly toxic, well, they need to do that to cover the butts. And with any chemical or pharmaceutical, or there has to be, just like, I don't know if you've ever read a prescribing information on a medication you take, it'll list hundreds of side effects. Well, it's because if anybody who had, let's say, you know, me and, you know, my constipation, so let's say I took a birth control and I had my constipation, whether it was from the birth control or not, they have to list she had constipation because they can't tell if it was from the pill or not. So they have to disclose everything. And this disclosure was nice. I want them to disclose everything. But it doesn't necessarily mean that if you drink a diet soda, you're going to get hepatocellular carcinoma. Now, that being said, for those individuals saying, but I don't want any of it in my body, I hear you. And I understand you making that decision. If something has the ability to make a very rare cancer, how do you know you're not going to be the one in a million? I get it. How do we know that there might not be a change to the drink when it's being shipped in 116 degree weather to your house? How do you know there's not a change when you drink it from a restaurant that might not have cleaned out their pipes, you know, or their machine? So I get that that there's, you know, there's also a cumulative effect of chemicals and metals and things like that that people are concerned about that they could get from their food or cosmetics. So what I tell you whenever you have something like this where you have two major agencies kind of differing on how bad something is just moderation, moderation, moderation. None of you should be drinking diet sodas every day. You should be drinking water, a balanced diet, maybe non-sugared, you know, juice, green tea. If you want to have a diet soda once in a while, no big deal. Once in a blue moon is fine. But if you are downing diet soda every day, that could be a problem. Do I see a lot of hepatocellular carcinomas? No. But I do see a lot of diabetes. I do see a lot of insulin resistance. I do see a lot of obesity. And many of these heavy diet soda drinkers are obese. Maybe it's affecting our metabolism. So everything in moderation. So this is a, nobody should panic. But if you go home and you see you have stacks and stacks and stacks of diet soda, you don't have to throw them out. Just be aware. I think genetic testing needs to be something that a lot of patients should have access to, which we don't, because that'll also help us in terms of you're going to be more vulnerable to some of these chemicals, and these are the list of chemicals. But right now, just try to have as little fake food in your body as possible. The more natural you could go, the more clean your eating can be, the better it is for your body. I do not find any nutritional benefit in drinking a diet soda. Now, I get it. You guys are doing it for the caffeine. Or you're doing it so you don't eat sugar. I mean, I've had some people say, you know what, I cut out diet sodas and, you know, now I'm eating cookies and I'm gaining weight. That shouldn't happen. In fact, the sugariness and the sweetness of that aspartame, 200 times more than regular sugar, can, in essence, you know, mess up your sugar metabolism. But, you know, just eat more clean. Everything in moderation. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Extreme weather is impacting the U.S. In the Southwest, Phoenix is bracing for a high of 115 degrees this afternoon, while in Las Vegas, temperatures could reach 117 over the weekend. A divided House voted Friday to pass the defense spending bill, which contained Republican amendments to restrict abortion access, bar transgender health services, and limit diversity training for military personnel. That bill passed 219 to 210. The Secret Service has closed their investigation into a bag of cocaine that was found at the White House with no possible suspects and no arrests. That's sparking concerns about a possible cover-up.
I find it implausible that they can't identify it, but if they truly can't, that represents a huge hole in the security at the White House.
Senator John Cornyn says if someone can get cocaine through security, nothing's stopping a bad actor from bringing in a substance that could harm the president. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So back in January, Lisa Marie Presley died at the age of 54. It was, I think, a day or two after an event she was at. And she is the daughter of Elvis and Priscilla Presley, their only daughter. And we are being told by the County of Los Angeles' Medical Examiner's Office that her cause of death, found now 6 months later, this is being reported 6 months later, was from the sequelae of a small bowel obstruction. The manner of her death was listed as natural. Now, I know this caused a lot of questions. People are saying, why was she unconscious? Well, it can't happen. Small bowel obstructions can be serious. She was complaining in the autopsy report that she had stomach pain earlier in the day. And she apparently had had bariatric surgery prior. Bariatric surgery is where they do surgery on the GI, some of your GI organs, including stomach, to help decrease the size of the stomach and help you with weight loss. So, Apparently, in January, she was transported to a hospital after sheriff's deputies responded to a quote-unquote not-breathing call at her home in Calabasas. Lieutenant Zico of the Malibu Lost Hills Sheriff's Department confirmed officers responded to a call for a female adult who was not breathing, and the fire department began rendering aid to the patient. They then transported her to a local hospital. And so, you know, this is, it does bring up a lot of questions. You know, small bowel obstructions happen. So your small bowel is your small intestine. How your anatomy goes very quickly is you have your mouth. Digestion actually starts, somebody could say, with your fork and knife, but digestion starts in the mouth with your saliva, with your chewing. You swallow it. It goes down the gullet into your esophagus. The esophagus moves it into the stomach. The esophagus is more of a movement tube, mechanical, whereas your stomach churns it and uses acid, pH lower than 2, or about 2, very acidic, to help emulsify the food. It starts to go into the small intestine as a paste so that the small intestine could figure out which nutrients to keep from the food. It goes into the large bowel to be prepared to be made as poop. One of the reasons why poop is brown is because when you mix a whole bunch of colors together, usually comes out brown. Yeah, if you add some spinach to it, it might turn a little bit more green. But the job of the large intestine is to suck any water out of that food and keep the water. Which is why when somebody's constipated and hasn't gone to the bathroom for 3-4 days, their stools are very hard and dry. When somebody has diarrhea and it just goes right through them, very wet. And also the body's flushing it out. So the small intestine's job is to absorb nutrients. You can have small bowel obstruction. Small bowel obstruction is where something is obstructing or stuck in the bowel or causing the small bowel to not move things along. Now, that can happen with kinking, twisting, like a hose that gets twisted and kinked. Scar tissue could do that. In fact, that's something that my doctors are on the lookout for me. Because I've had abdominal surgery for the ovarian tumor and hernias and things like that, they see the scar tissue wrapped around my small bowel. And, sometimes the scar tissue could keep things in place to not let it kink, but sometimes scar tissue can cause constriction of your bowel. So whenever somebody has a bowel obstruction, even though we want to make sure it's not cancer or anything else that they might have swallowed a foreign body, you know, something like a large battery, who knows, we always ask, what was your surgical history? Because when you have surgery, it leaves scars. And I've had plenty of surgery, so I got a lot of scars in there. And that could mess and twist the bowel. Presley's autopsy report included the official opinion of the deputy medical examiner, Dr. Juan Carrillo, who attributed her small bowel obstruction to adhesions or scar tissue that developed after bariatric surgery years ago. It is a known long-term complication of that type of surgery. Now, here's the toxicology results. They showed therapeutic levels of oxycodone, levels that are in the range of medically helpful but not dangerous. He also added that there was a quetiapine metabolite used to treat depression, schizophrenia, or manic episodes, buprenorphine, which is a painkiller that could also treat opioid addiction, but they were not contributory to the death. Opiate use can cause obstruction, though. Now, no evidence of foul play or injury. So they say the manner of death seemed natural. So do I think the medications could slow down the motility? Absolutely. It can. And, you know, she was found unconscious. Small bowel obstructions, how do you die? Well, you die from a small bowel obstruction. One, if your bowels can't absorb food correctly. Two, if you're having a kinking or a twisting of it, like a volvulus, you can lose blood supply to that part of the bowel. If you lose blood supply to that part of the bowel, it can die. The tissue can die. If you have a necrotic bowel, a piece of intestine that's not living or healthy, It could rupture. And now you're getting internal contents of acid, of fecal matter. When you have an intestinal rupture, that can leak, cause severe infection, cause sepsis, where if you have an infected bowel, because bowel, if it's not healthy, can get infected and rot, and then that could also cause you to die. But apparently she died pretty quickly. Some people thought it was cardiac arrest, but she did have abdominal pain, so they're calling it the small bowel obstruction. And, you know, people have asked, are these medical examiners playing it safe? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, in medicine, we have to be honest and ethical. And so they are allowed to make their best judgment on what was the initial cause and contributing factors. But unfortunately, because of the publicity, and, you know, I understand, you know, couldn't they have figured this out earlier? Why did it take 6 months? Well, I mean, if there's a backlog, and they want to do it right, you know, so either way, I care in that I want to make sure that people understand that if they've had bariatric surgery or if they're taking pain medications, they could suffer a bowel obstruction, which could be serious. But I don't care in terms of, she deserves her privacy. May she rest in peace. And when celebrities die, for everybody to know all the medical nuances, it's kind of uncool. You know, it's like, when did the celebrities lose, you know, their privacy? So I can't, you know, explain what California law is. I know there's been a lot of controversy over Steve Jobs and his cause of death, it's very frustrating for families to not have that privacy. Biden has privacy. We get his medical report, but do we have his MRI of the brain? Do we have his cognitive results? No. And so, you know, we're always going to question, you know, do they deserve privacy? Or if they're in the public eye or they're the commander in chief, do we have a responsibility to know what they have? And Lisa Marie Presley's, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the family said, we have it, none of your business, back off. But, you know, we can use it as a learning tool. And so if it teaches people that, look, many of you with bariatric surgery or multiple surgeries, if you're having abdominal pain, you got to be checked for a bowel obstruction, this could save lives. 1-877-DOLLY.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done, by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a couple weeks ago, I met a Korean war vet. I haven't spoken to a lot of Korean war vets since I was in training at the VA during medical school. And the Korean war vet, really, really nice man. Gosh, I had just so much to ask him because I love talking to military individuals and you know, what things were like during the war, etc. And one thing he said that, you know, he had spoken about that stood out to me is he had friends that joined the military, all excited that they were going to be medics or they were going to be mechanics. And you would go in thinking, you know what, this is what I want to do. Sign me up and I will do this. And I know some of you are already laughing. For those of you that have served, and God bless you guys and thank you, and gals, and thank you for serving. But the truth of the matter is, he said, is when you got in, they put you where they needed you. If they needed you on the front line, if they needed you in this country, if they needed you in this department, that's where you went. It didn't matter if you wanted to be a medic or a mechanic. And I bring up the Crimson Tide movie where Gene Hackman says, we're not here to practice democracy. We're here to preserve democracy, not practice it. And I met another veteran recently who said a big problem the military is having with recruitment is the military used to have a high percentage of legacy of children of military. Grandfather served in World War II. Father served in Vietnam. They're now serving. And, or maybe great-grandfather World War II, grandfather Vietnam, father Persian Gulf, and now they are serving. And they're finding that many individuals who, shall we say, you know, are progeny of family members are less enthused. And that was a huge recruitment push, the children of military. And, you know, we spoke a lot about, you know, how recruitment is down and how the military has their work cut out for them. And one argument that's been made is many people don't want to join the military and then be subjected to wearing the high heels, like you saw in that viral video of recruits having to wear high heels in their fatigues. And woke and transgender activities and et cetera. There's this concern that many of them are going to be subjected to things that they don't necessarily maybe want to. They're there to learn how to defend the country, et cetera. So Republicans have passed an $886 billion defense spending bill that does aim to curb that and increase recruitment, hopefully by pay. It's going to give a 5.2% pay raise to service members. It's going to fund the Pentagon through to 2024. But it is going to limit some of the diversity and inclusion considerations in recruitment, as well as funding for transgender care. This is called the National Defense Authorization Act. It sets policy for the Defense Department every year. And it usually is supported by both parties because we want to make sure our defense is up. Some parties may, consider less funding of our defense, but with everything going on with Putin and China, now I think Kim Jong-un's sister has been mouthing off some threats. We need to make sure we're ready. Four Democrats did vote in favor of the bill. Mostly Republicans did. But four Democrats did vote in favor. Don Davis of North Carolina, Jared Golden of Maine, Marie Glusenkamp Perez of Washington, and Representative Gabriel Vasquez of New Mexico. There were four Republicans who voted against: Ken Buck, Andy Biggs, Eli Crane, and Thomas Massive. And there was an amendment from Representative Ronnie Jackson, a Republican of Texas, to prohibit the Pentagon from helping to pay for travel for abortion services passed the House. So did one to ban military health care from paying for gender transition surgery. There was also an amendment to ban diversity, equity, and inclusion considerations in military recruitment passed, and one to ban all DEI training, but that, the DEI training, failed. So, the DEI training, some of the training is perfectly fine. It reminds you that there are things happening. It reminds you that, in case your world is more protected in a bubble, that there are inequities and that there are things that you might say or do that could be pursued or could be construed as inappropriate. And so when I said, America doesn't get the memo and all of a sudden things change, people are starting to get the memo. And so how do people get the memo? Yeah, the military is going to get the memo. In terms of, do we have to put our recruits in high heels? Not really. Well, Do they, and by the way, a true transgender does not necessarily want everybody having to walk and strain their feet and calves and heels. A true transgender individual is very privately transitioning. It's not something that has to be taken on by the armed forces in exercises, having them wear women's shoes, which, by the way, I don't want to be stereotyped as somebody wearing high heels. I don't like to wear high heels. They hurt my feet. Thank God women ditch the high heels, some of us. They are very uncomfortable. I like wearing boots and flats and tennis shoes. So that's me. But I love the idea of there being a race. In terms of transgender surgery and covering for transgender surgery, that is difficult. And it's a difficult concept because somebody who is truly transgender and they are in a body they don't want and they don't feel they belong and they're struggling, it's uncomfortable. It is painful. They go through a life of hell. And there's a very small percentage of the population that suffers from that, and that's why we have resources. But now that it seems like we have tons of people that want it, the percentage is growing, who pays for it? I mean, we have a lot of individuals that don't like the breasts. Is it cosmetic surgery or is it gender-affirming care? And so if somebody wants to reduce their breasts, rather than it being cosmetic surgery, you pay for it yourself. If you call it gender transitioning, will you be able to get it paid for by taxpayers? And there could be, unfortunately, a people taking advantage and a abuse of the taxpayer dollar for surgeries that are very, very expensive and might actually not address the depression or anxiety that, many people who are transgender may still want fertility. They may still want to breastfeed their children. So this is, it's something that, we need to provide health care. Do we have to provide gender-affirming care? I want anyone who serves our military and needs care and help to get that. And it really wasn't much of an issue before, but now that there's so many, if we're having a lot of funds going to that, it's going to then start to go, what are we going to allow in terms of changing who you are? Are nose jobs going to also be counted as well? So that's what's up for discussion. Probably won't pass the Senate. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.